Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, look, the great feeling that's been in the air earlier in the week. Guess what, Seltzer? Still in the air.
You're damn right, buddy.
Eagles are still going to the Super Bowl. That's right. And I haven't heard anyone change their pick. Now, look, I haven't heard a ton of people calling with their pick, but I think there's generally been some confidence in the air. And obviously, there has been a lot of joy in the air because what the Eagles did on Sunday and throughout this season has been really special and impressive. And I think it took some time to get there. You know, like around November when we finally kind of realized this team is really good. Look, we'll talk about it today, obviously, as the Eagles get closer to the game versus Kansas City. A few days removed from that glorious NFC Championship victory. Your phone calls about it all, 215-592-9494. Sixers get a win against LeBron and the Lakers. We'll get to that, but obviously.
And the Eagles were there, some of them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very, very heavy on the Eagles today. So 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Grasshoppers have green blood.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. That's a good one.
Exactly.
That's a good one right there.
Maybe the Merciless and Grasshoppers both have green blood.
How about that? All right. Not a bad fact. Not red like the Chiefs. Whatever they're, is it, what are they, red and white, I guess?
Well, yellow. Red and McDonald's
yellow.
Colors.
Red and yellow.
Yeah, that's right.
Colors.
They're clowns.
You know those colors together Lord. Make you hungry? It actually is. Their studies show that
hungry
those colors
for a Super Bowl win. I agree.
Think about all the signs of all the fast food places. They are all red and yellow.
Wow!
Because that combo does do something to you.
There it is. All right, so let's get to it here. Again, I'll say the same thing I said yesterday to start the show. Our phones have been unbelievably jammed the last 2 days. I know there's many people that have wanted to get in and have not. Because the phones, you call and you get a busy signal. Call right now and weigh in on the Birds if you've been inclined to do so and not yet able to. 215-592-9494. So many ways to go with this, whether it's the look back or the look ahead. John, what's on your mind right now as we think about this team and the special things they've done? I mean, I got so many things ready to roll today, but what hits you out of the gate?
I want to repeat a statement. Maybe I should repeat this every day.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is about to be the first Eagles quarterback to start 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's a really cool fact.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of want to keep reiterating it. But I think Vic Fangio is a big reason why we beat Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. And I want to remind everyone, our defense makes us the hot team. We are the hot team because of the way this defense is getting after quarterbacks, sealing things up on the back end and making all the choices wrong opposing offenses. Think about historically, you know, just go back through the last few years. Patrick Mahomes has been tearing it up, and I know he's going for his third straight Super Bowl win.
Yep.
But you remember when he lost? Super Bowl 55?
To the Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't protect
him. Super Bowl 55.
Couldn't protect him.
He was running for his life.
I remember that. The tackles were a disaster.
They did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes looked lost the whole game because they couldn't keep them upright. And that gives me some sort of, I don't know, I don't expect that degree of domination, but I do expect that the Eagles' pass rush will make us think of that Tampa Bay defense in 55, Super Bowl 55. Tom Brady is the one who reaped the benefits as the quarterback. You know, he was the quarterback who had time to operate in 55. And then think about the Giants' defense. The Giants' defenses did the same thing to Brady.
Yeah.
The same thing to Brady in 42 and 46.
Well, it's what the Seahawks did to Peyton Manning when they crushed him.
Absolutely.
Same exact thing.
And it's with four. You're rushing with four.
Yeah.
Not more.
Yeah,
you're
remember.
Not sending extra defenders.
Yep.
You're rushing
Broncos
with four.
Did it to Cam,
you're playing
too.
Sound defense. Exactly.
That's right.
This is what wins this time of year. This is what makes people say, oh, that's the hot team. It's really just your defense gets the quarterback on the ground, and there's nothing they can do about
it. So Jalen Carter,
I believe we are that defense, and Vic Fangio is that defensive coordinator, and Jalen Carter is the one who spearheads all of that because everyone knows he must be doubled. So our defense must take Mahomes' comfort away. We know what that looks like. Think back to 55. You don't see it often. Think how weird that looked.
Yeah.
We were all remarking afterwards, like, holy cow, I can't. This is a new era. He didn't have any. There was nothing he could do. Even he could look human. We have the dogs defensively that we can do this. Our coverage is so knit on the backside. We can make Patrick Mahomes see ghosts with the combination of pass rush and seamless coverage. And we need to just let that snowball roll down the hill and keep snowballing.
Yeah, so I love, John, what you're saying, and obviously want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. I mean, the positivity is great. And again, I'm picking the Eagles, and you certainly lean into a big reason why the Eagles could win the game. But I will say, let me tell you something that scares me.
The Eagles are the better team.
Well, all right, let me just say this, and I'm curious if this thought has gone through anyone else's mind. And this scares me a little bit. The primary reason I'm picking the Eagles, now, maybe this shouldn't be the primary reason I'm picking the Eagles, but I'm just being honest with you when I tell you the primary reason I'm picking the Eagles happens to be one of the three biggest strengths of the Chiefs. I think there's three biggest strengths of the Chiefs are the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the head coach, Andy Reid, and the third thing.
Spags.
No, you ready? The reason I'm picking the Eagles, and this is what I feel, is because all I do is see them win. But so does Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird one. Like, I think the main reason, I'm just telling you from my gut, I think the main reason most people around here are picking the Eagles, in the little bit I've heard people comment on it so far, is it's unusual to see the Eagles lose, therefore I don't think they will. Got it. Agree. But the same, John, the exact same thing can be said about Kansas City. And to be clear, to a greater degree, they lost one less game. The last 2 years, they've won the Super Bowl. So that
they've been to 5 of 6 Super Bowls.
I mean,
think about that. Five out of six.
And they don't show signs
of
being.
And the other one, they lost in overtime in the AFC Championship game.
Right, right. So,
but the one that they lost 31-9. Patrick Mahomes couldn't stay off
now,
the ground.
No, listen, it's compelling. I will say
we can do that.
About that game, though, I will always think to what happened with Andy's kid right beforehand. Completely, I think Andy Reid spent more time talking to lawyers, his wife, and his children in the 48 hours prior to kickoff than thinking about football. I really believe that. I don't know how he couldn't have. I mean, that was ridiculously complex. And I think it completely threw them off. Now, look, would Tampa have won anyway? Maybe. Because to your point, John, I mean, the Tampa Bay offensive line got run over. They had some injuries, and the Bucs dominated. Look, hopefully what you're saying is on point. that the Eagles can just, you know, do their thing defensively. There is great history. There is great. I don't have it off the top of my head. I'll try to get it, obviously, before the game. There's a lot of history of the number one defense in a Super Bowl winning the Super Bowl. An example is Seattle versus Denver. That was number one versus number one back in 2013, I believe.
Denver versus Carolina, the one we brought up. That was number one. And I think Cam was, he won the MVP that year.
Right. Well, Denver was big time that year.
That defense was amazing.
Because Peyton Manning stunk that year.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I mean,
Cam won the MVP that year. They were 15-1, that Panthers team.
All right. So look, that whole thing, the game matchup, obviously, on the line here, we can discuss today, 215-592-9494. You know, one other thing that hits me, I just want to put out there, and this is kind of looking back to what happened 3 days ago, but looking ahead to the Super Bowl. I feel like as a fan base, and this might sound ridiculous, but it's how I feel. I think we deserve it. I'm just being honest with you. Like, you think about the angst that we go through as a Philadelphia sports fan and the ups and downs. And it just goes in every direction. But the bottom line is, we put our hearts into this. And we can be wrong at times. Look, there are a lot of people out there, including some of us, that were really wrong about Sirianni. There were a lot of people out there that said a lot of things about Jalen Hurts that were wrong about aspects of Jalen. Now, I'm not going to back off the whole thing entirely. I'm not going to do that. But I will say I underestimated Jalen to an extent. To an extent. That's where I'll go for now. To an extent. And the bottom line is, we get things right and wrong. But our intensity is greater, in my opinion, than anyone else in this country. And the payoff with the championship has been so lacking. I mean, how in the world does a town that has four teams have two championships since, you know, the start of 1984? So I just really, one of the things that hits me as we, you know, move toward this game is I just hope this one's different. And I believe with the way we pour our hearts into it, I don't know, man. Can the gods help us, John?
I don't like the victim mentality, man. We're going to go out and take this. We're going to go out and take this, and then we're going to take more. I believe that.
Didn't we think that 2 years ago?
So what? We were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Think about that.
And they lost!
We've been in three of the last eight Super Bowls. Yeah, and now we got a chance to redeem ourselves.
I know that.
That's the beauty of football. There's a chance for redemption the next play, the next game, the next play, yeah. however you want to look at it. This team is poised to go whoop this team. Like, I'm saying, don't look back. Don't take your foot off the gas. We can put one on this team.
Yeah. All right, look, I love what John's saying here. Want to hear from you today, 215-592-9494. Again, you know, we got Devin here who's going to give us all sorts of stories, I'm sure, from the field after the game on Sunday, what it was like out there for that hour or so when everyone's going nuts, crowd celebrating, the players are just having a ball. So we'll get into that. Sirianni joins the show today at 8:40. We got Mike Quick, we got Ross Tucker, we got Shield, but your opportunity, particularly early in the show, to climb aboard and let us know what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Well, wonderful to be with you in such a tremendous week in the Philadelphia sports scene. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. You know, we all enjoyed it, obviously, from different vantage points Sunday. Devin had a extremely unique vantage point.
Yeah, unique to say the least.
All right,
yeah.
So 3 hours on the sideline, Devin, during the game, and then, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours after the game as the guys are celebrating. Take us inside, you know, one or two things that stood out to you.
Where to even begin? I mean, I'll start at the very beginning of the game. Well, actually, I'll go back to the week leading up to it, where the locker room just seemed like almost more relaxed than it had even previously, like in the regular season. These guys just seemed to letting that outside noise affect them. And I think that vibe really lasted, you know, on the sideline during the game. I mean, this thing was wrapped up, I want to say, before the fourth quarter even started.
For sure.
Hugs were being exchanged. And what really stuck out to me before the game was how much Eagles alum love coming back here and love still being with the team. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, kids who graduate high school or college and then, like, they keep going back to visit because they loved it so much.
Yeah.
So before the game, I couldn't even count. It's more than 10, more than a handful or a dozen former Eagles.
Fletcher, so who are we talking about?
Fletcher Cox, yep. Chris Long, Nick Foles, obviously, honorary captain.
Bo Allen was there, right?
Bo Allen, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Brian Westbrook, There are several others.
Do
they have sideline access during the game, or do they get kicked upstairs?
They get kicked up.
Okay.
Yeah, they get kicked up. But seeing them interact, like the Torrey Smith, seeing the former players interact with the current players, like dapping them up, giving them little pet talks before the game. It was just like vibes were immaculate from start to finish. And it was so cool to be a part
of. That's great.
I think that the relaxed part, you know, that the first thing that you said is there's the relaxed nature of that
even
group.
During, remember that Jaden Daniels and the Commanders on that first offensive drive. It kind of, like, I think for a lot of teams that could have kind of sucked the air out because they took up half of the first quarter with that drive.
Well, it was an 18-play drive.
No worry from the side. Like, that's fine. We'll just go in and Saquon will run it down on the first play and boom, score a touchdown.
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We'll go through, you know, more of that sideline stuff and on-field stuff post-game throughout the show. As Rhea said in the update, Nick Sirianni today, 8:40. So, obviously, we're looking forward to talking to the Eagles head coach. We got a lot of other stuff planned for you as well. Let's go to the phones. Hassan in Strawberry Mansion kicking us off. How you been, Hassan?
I've been good. Good morning, everybody. Celebratory Wednesday.
You know it, my man.
Hopefully, we'll be celebrating until next season.
I hope so.
It's great to hear you, Hassan. It's been a while.
Yes. I told Jimmy I felt like Joe was talking to me when he said, how the line's been so busy if you haven't been able to get in.
Good, man. Good.
Well, it's great to hear you.
Yes, sir. I'm not even going to hit Joe with I told you so about my man Jalen. I'm none of that.
That's very kind of you.
That is very kind of you.
You are the bigger person, Hassan. You are the bigger person.
I'm just amped up, man. I can't wait for this Super Bowl. I personally think it's going to be a two-score game in our advantage. Wow. I've been watching the Chiefs all year, and I just don't like they ink out games to win, but it's not against defense. They haven't faced the defense like us.
There's only one team that's number one in the NFL this year in defense, and that's the Eagles. So you're factually correct for sure. I'm sure they faced some pretty good ones. We'll go through the schedule at some point, but you know, obviously the Eagles are a dynamite defense.
Yes, and the one thing I think they haven't faced that they won't face next week. I don't think we'll fear Patrick Mahomes. A lot of teams going to that game losing, thinking, oh, we can't give Pat the game. They're thinking they can't give us the ball in. We can't have the ball with the game on the line. That's what they're going into. They remember, when we lost that Super Bowl, their mentality was, we can't get a ball back to Jalen.
Well, I like the idea. I love the idea of getting out and getting a lead in a big way, especially because of that stat that they've won 17 straight one-score games. That really bothers me. But you know why that happens? Because they're well-coached. They are always, you know, within themselves, led by a coach on the field in Patrick Mahomes, who never loses his cool and just understands the game and what it takes to win. They he's got a tight end that reads the defense like Joe Montana out there.
And so, worst comes to worst, the refs will bail him out.
I'll give you a thought. I hear you, James. I'll give you a thought that just came through my mind for the first time in the 3 days since, you know, we know it's Eagles Chiefs. It'll be interesting to see, and obviously this almost came into focus in Super Bowl 57, but it didn't because the Chiefs ran the clock out to kick that field goal. But if Jalen Hurts has to take them down the field in the final 2 minutes, what happens there? Because here's what I know about the Eagles the last couple of years. It's been incredibly rare. Like John Elway did it a million times. It's just the way the game script worked out for them in those years. Montana did it a million times. Hurts hasn't. And a lot of that is because the Eagles typically win, and I'm talking over the last couple of years, generally one of two ways. If you really think about it, they either salt the game away with 4 to 5 minutes to go and they just wind the clock down with the lead and they just wind it down, which he's a huge part of.
They run it down your throat.
Yeah, run it down your throat and they sit on a lead and they just run the clock out with a lead. Or the defense is the one that in the final minute is protecting the end zone and wins the game. N'Kobe Dean's interception 2 games ago against the Rams. You know what I'm saying, Rhea? Like, it is Jalen a spot Carter. We haven't seen. Like, Mahomes has done it a million times, including a ton of times in the playoffs, but we haven't seen Jalen do it, and it'll be fascinating if he's in that position.
Hiding under a table.
It'll be scary. And he was very close, in, you know, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl to being in that spot, but KC ran that clock down and never got the ball back. If you remember, he did a great job tying the game back up. not only a drive for a touchdown, but then a two-point conversion.
That he had to fight for, too.
He had to fight for, yeah, on that. He just ran that thing in. So it's
like brute force.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It's just, it's a little bit of, and I've never thought the Eagles offense is perfectly geared to it because, you know, the ride and decide and Jalen might run. Like, you can't run as much in a two-minute drill as you can.
But maybe you can with, I mean, you know.
Saquon?
Saquon has taken over for the explosive
plays. Maybe.
I mean, he just
But you
has.
Know what I'm saying. It's a risk when you got one timeout, there's a minute
100%.
Left. You still got to go 70 yards. Like, you got to be extremely
Generally,
careful.
I will say, though, Sirianni does manage the clock fairly well.
I agree
there
with
was,
that.
There was a play in the end of the Rams' first half. I didn't like how he did it, but I think generally overall he's been pretty good at it.
All right, 215-592-9494. AMA today, by the way, at 7 o'clock. You ask, we answer. 7 o'clock. Get those questions in Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. What do you want to know? I'll tell you a question I'm still asking myself. Where am I watching the game? I don't know. It's tough call.
Where did you watch it in 2017?
Two spots. Didn't work out.
No, 2017.
Oh, 2017. I'm sorry, 22. I spot two spots. 2017, my brother's house. 2022, my brother's half house, first half, Amy's friend's house, second half.
Well, obviously, your brother's house. Yeah,
Amy's
your brother's house is undefeated right now.
It's yes, basically.
We have 10 points.
We've
back.
Already
Correct.
Decided it for you.
There you go. Congratulations.
His brother doesn't want him.
No, he does. The
house.
Problem is, Amy wants me with her friends at her friend's house.
Well, sorry, Amy. Sorry. Like, it is what it is.
So these are the bro.
These are the type of AMA questions maybe you want to post. Super Bowl related AMA questions. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Getting closer to Super Bowl Sunday. Eagles and the Chiefs. Got about a week and a half to go. We'll talk to Shiel Kapadia. He had a fascinating fact that he put up on social media after the game the other day that we'll talk to him about coming up shortly here. Phone calls as well. You know, Sixers beat LeBron last night. Maxie went wild. Congrats to him. No Joel, no Paul George. Maxie doing wonderful work. I want to play some audio of something Sixers related. We'll keep this tight because I don't want to veer much off the Eagles, obviously. But there's something that was said yesterday that we should be aware of as it relates to the Sixers, and it's a Yahoo sports reporter named Vincent Goodwill. And we had kind of heard some rumblings about this a few weeks ago, but he puts it in a greater focus now, the possibility of the Sixers trading Paul George for Jimmy Butler. I mean, you got to try to do something to shake this thing up. Listen to what Goodwill said yesterday.
I've heard that Philly quietly,
not so quietly,
could be a suitor for Jimmy Butler. And a Paul George for Jimmy sort of straight up, you know, not I don't think they make exactly the same, but theoretically, it would be a Jimmy for Paul George swap. I believe, I've heard this, that Joel Embiid, who still loves Jimmy Butler, is pushing for them to reacquire Jimmy Butler, knowing that Jimmy is out there. But here's the other side of that, Jay Adande. Paul George was told by management or ownership, we wouldn't trade you year one of this deal.
All right. We've heard these type of promises before. It's like when
Didn't
the Sixers...
Didn't Joel want Paul George?
Well, yeah, but he probably wants Jimmy Butler more.
Didn't he recruit him at the finals?
At this point, why are we listening to Joel Embiid?
Thank you.
He's basically not on the team. He hasn't played.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of aspects to that story. One of the fascinating ones to me is if you promise someone something. Like, it's like when the Sixers...
Larry Hughes?
Well, Larry Hughes is an example. Or when the Sixers promised the Celtics they wouldn't take Jason Tatum.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, another one.
And here's been my theory the last, you know, 7 years or so on that. If it's not in writing, it doesn't count. So when the Sixers made that trade with the Celtics, if they put it in writing, we shall not take Jason Tatum, then you're not allowed to take him. It's in the contract. But if it's not in the deal and you find out Markel Fultz is a head case, then you break your promise.
Especially with these players, especially with players all the time being like, well, I don't want to play here anymore. I'm out.
So my point is I don't give a rat's ass what the 76ers promised Paul George 5 months ago. I don't care.
Do you think it would
make a
difference?
Not probably enough, but I want to try something. I mean, I got to try something. All right, so anyway, just wanted to drop that in. Be aware of that possibility. You know, who knows, maybe. Because obviously Jimmy Butler's going to get traded. It's just a matter of to who. And I would think Paul George may be one of the better offers they could get. So,
do you care if Paul George's feelings are hurt?
No.
Me neither.
Does
Jimmy Butler make us a better team?
Probably.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm for this, but I'm still mad at the Sixers.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
Everything you just said is accurate.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone. Shiel shortly. He had a really cool fact about the Eagles. We'll get to that in a moment. Mike and Berwyn right now. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Mike. How are you?
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good. I am so pumped up for this game. I mean, it seems like it's going to take forever to get here. But it does. I know. I was telling a buddy of mine, I said, you know, I look at this game as Rocky against Ivan. You know, we're going against Kansas City, who is a great team.
Yeah, going for their third in a row.
But I think we can just continue to chop them down. We have so many weapons. I just believe this is our year.
Yes. I think we have made our own fate. You know, they say that luck is a thing you make your own. You know, chance favors the prepared mind, however you want to put that. This team is so set up. Howie has set this team
up,
not just for this year. It really does feel like, you know, I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, but we really are young and primed.
Yeah.
And I know work has to be done. You got to get guys back. But, man, Howie continues to just get better and better at what he does.
Mike,
and
the
this
only,
year might have been his best
well,
year
it
ever.
Well, it really might be. Mike, my only hesitation with what you said, what John just said, again, and I'm going to come back to this a lot in a week and a half, I mean, Andy Reid does the same thing. You know, like Andy Reid is going to prepare his football team, obviously, particularly offensively, Spags on the defense. Like, they also prepare to win, and that's a big part of why they typically do.
You know,
I realize that. I just think, as talent-wise, we are a better team.
Well, I think what you'd say, I generally agree with that. I view it slightly different. Here's the way I would frame it, Mike. This is just me and Great Call. Here's what I would say. Talent-wise, the Eagles have what I would call a better roster. The question is whether they have a better team when you consider one team has Mahomes and one team has Hurts.
I think,
and I know some people might see that as a slap in the face to Hurts, but it's really more, I mean that more as a compliment to Mahomes.
Mm. Well, we have the youth, we have the roster to keep this domination thing going, and we we are the class of the NFL. The Chiefs are the class of the NFL. There are
teams.
Well,
you can't have two. You can't
that
have
sit
two.
Above it all. Well, right now, I think this does feel like it's really going to let us know who the best team is. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like this could represent the year where pass the Chiefs?
It's possible. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
That's what this Super Bowl represents. The year that the Eagles finally passed them by.
Look, that's possible. The flip side of that is so did Super Bowl 2017 Super Bowl 52 when the Eagles passed the Patriots, then the Patriots won the Super Bowl the next year. I'm just saying. Guys, I'm not trying to be devil advocate here today. I'm just saying so many arguments that are pro-Eagles are also pro-Chiefs. I mean, they win all the time, too. And frankly, they win like a little bit more all the time. All right, let's talk to Shiel Kapadia. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time. Of course, doing phenomenal work for The Ringer, covering not only the Eagles, but the entire National Football League. And we welcome him this morning. Good morning, Shiel.
Guys, we're still talking. I just told James on January 29th, we're still talking. I'm still doing the weekly hit. And we got our seconds. I mean, this is unprecedented for this year. I try to tell the young kids, you know, don't take this for granted.
I know.
Two Super Bowl appearances in three seasons. So, yeah, I'm pumped up about this matchup.
You're a good parent, Shiel, making sure they are indoctrinated to know, you know, this ain't
the
norm.
Don't expect this, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Shiel, I want to start with something. We hadn't addressed it yet as a show, but I saw something you put up on Twitter after the game, and I thought it was very good to know. And I'm going to read right from your tweet. You said, based on EPA per drive. Now, I don't even know what that means. You can explain it in a second, but obviously it's some metric. That's the best Eagles offensive performance since their Super Bowl win over the Patriots and the 11th best offensive performance by any team in a game this season. Good facts right there. Walk us more inside that. Because obviously the offense hum, Shiel.
Yeah, it just means offensive efficiency, looks at where you get the football, all that. The point is they scored 8 touchdowns against the Washington Commanders, and when you watch the film, it looked beautiful. They just went up and down the field. They did whatever they wanted. There were easy completions. I mean, honestly, they could have got over 60 pretty easily. Like, I'm writing down a few notes that, they left the play on the field here and there, and then I'm saying, wait, hold on a second. They scored 8 touchdowns, so it was exactly what you wanted to see, exactly the type of sort of turnaround, especially in terms of the passing game that you wanted to see going into the Super Bowl. I thought it was Kellen Moore's best game of the season. It's as good as Jalen Hurts has looked probably all season, definitely since that Pittsburgh Steelers game. And so all the signs are there. All the components are there that we've been looking at all season saying, well, why doesn't it always look this good? Well, it did look that good in the NFC Championship game, and hopefully you can follow that formula in the Super Bowl.
Shiel, why do you think Jalen in particular was so dialed in this game? And I ask it knowing this. When we talked to Jaws yesterday, he wasn't dogging Jalen at all, but he did point out that Washington's defensive backs stink. How much do you think that contributed to Jalen looking better than he typically would? How much was Jalen was just dialed in for unique reasons that he just played better than he typically does?
Yeah, they don't have a great defense. There's no doubt about it. But I think there were two factors. I mean, one is the scheme allowed for so many easy completions in this game, whether it was play action, move the pocket, get the football out, whether it was the RPOs. I mean, they had so many RPOs in this game that resulted in 6, 7, 8 yard easy completions on first and second down, which is something they really got to lean into. And then Hurts did just play so much more decisively than he has in a lot of games this season. And I know he had the straitjacket comment after the game, but you know, on film, he knew what he was seeing. He knew what structure the defense was in, and he knew where to go with the football. I mean, that 4th and 5 play was really, to me, the turning point in the football game, where they run motion. They say it's man coverage, and A.J. Brown down the left sideline. You know, that's a great throw. That's a great throw downfield for 31 yards, beautiful touch. He didn't question it. He didn't hold the ball and, you know, try to run around. He just saw it. He took his one-on-one, and he threw it downfield. So when he's playing decisively like that, we've seen it before that he can be a good quarterback.
We look across the field, and Patrick Mahomes has seen everything, and he's like a coach out there on the field. Our defense, how can we give him looks that he's uncomfortable with?
Yeah, you know, I was just looking at the Super Bowl 2 years ago and how easy it was for the Chiefs. I mean, the Eagles' defensive coaching staff was just completely outmanned, outclassed, whatever you want to say,
They could not get a stop in that football game. And now you go to Vic Fangio, a guy with a sterling resume at this point in his career, who now gets to add something to it. Go up against a quarterback who might go down as the greatest in NFL history. And, John, I think this comes down. It's not going to be, hey, you're forcing three and out the entire game. So much about this Super Bowl is going to come down to those high-leverage plays. And what Fangio has done so far in the playoffs is there will be a key third down, a key fourth down in the second half where they'll come out in a coverage or they'll come out in a look that they literally have not shown the entire season. These unscouted looks that the offense comes out and says, wait, we watched every third down on film and we didn't see this the entire season. And he's gotten them twice. He got Matthew Stafford 2 weeks ago. He got Jaden Daniels this last week. So those high leverage plays, Fangio's got that. Now he's got 2 weeks to come up with those. And to me, it might be the most fascinating part of this matchup. It's Fangio with maybe the best defense he's ever coached. And the guy's been in the NFL for what, 30 years, going up against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's going to be fun.
Well, I think there's an interesting question here. The defense, this defense, they swarm like they're always in the right place. Sheil, you have to pick one for the reason why this defense always feels like it's in the right place at the right time. Is it players with great instincts, or is it great coaching and teaching?
I would go great coaching and teaching, and I usually am giving the players more of the credit than the coaches. But, you know, you just look at some of the players. Like, Zach Bond has been in the NFL, and a lot of it is situation and coaching. And now, you know, this year he's one of the best players in the NFL. Like, we just don't see it with rookies like Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I mean, when have you seen rookie defensive backs come in and be this good? It doesn't happen. Usually there's bumps in the road and there's a learning curve and eventually they get there. They don't come in and form, you know, one of the best secondaries, maybe the best secondary in the NFL. So, yeah, I've got to give the coaching staff just a ton of credit. Like you said, it's never one thing, but if I have to pick one, I'm picking the coach.
Wow. Okay. Hey, wow.
Yeah. Sheil, let me ask you this question. You know, I try in a game like this to frame, like, what are we dealing with here? I remember before the Sixers played the Lakers in 01 thinking, it's kind of like going up against Wilt and Jordan on the same team. Like, you know, Kobe wasn't Jordan, but he was close. Shaq, you know, it's just, it's you can frame it a certain way. I'm just curious if you would, how you would answer this question. Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback of all time? Now, let me say this. We know he doesn't have the accomplishments yet of Tom Brady, hasn't played long enough to have them. But is he actually playing at a level that makes him the best quarterback of all time?
I say yes to that, and I know people will say, oh, you know, you're jumping the gun, let him do it longer. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. There's no doubt about it. When you combine the physical tools, his arm, his ability to escape with the competitiveness, and then the smarts, you know, which is probably the most underrated aspect of his game. Like you guys just said a minute ago, he knows what he's seeing most of the time before the snap. He's not a guy you're going to trick. He's not going to turn the football over. Like, I don't know what his Achilles heel is. And honestly, I look at the supporting cast there, the environment he's in. I don't think it's a great environment. This is why the Eagles have a real shot here to win this game. You know, he's got issues at offensive tackle. You look at the pass catchers, it's night and day with what the Eagles are working with compared to what the Chiefs are working with right now. And still, the Chiefs are 17-1 this year when Patrick Mahomes starts the football game. So that to me really speaks to how he's lifting everybody up around him. And to me, yes, it's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
When you compare the two defensive tackles, Jalen Carter and Chris Jones, how do you compare them and how do you contrast them? They're both just clearly two of the best we've ever seen. Who's got the edge?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Chris Jones just because he's done it before in on this stage, but it's very close. If you ask me who's played better this season, you could easily make the case as Jalen Carter. You could make the case as Jalen Carter for the playoffs. I mean, what Carter's doing with his snap count is so impressive to me, where you don't see defensive tackles like this who just don't come off the field. I mean, he's playing so many snaps for this Eagles defense where you can't, if you're the offense, you can't say, hey, he's off the field. You know, let's call our shot play now because he's not going to wreck this play because he doesn't come off the field. And so that his ability to be able to handle that workload has been really impressive. And Chris Jones just shows up and it feels like
in these big games time and time and time again. And so those are going to be, like you said, two of the key factors in this game, who can wreck a play, who can have a sack, who can have a forced fumble at the most crucial time that can really swing the game.
Hey, Shield, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll do even a deeper dive on the game. And I know you'll be out there, and we look forward to it. Shield, thanks so much, pal.
All right, guys, take care. Talk to you next week.
Hi, there he is, Shield Kapati. He really does an exceptional job covering the NFL. He really does. Hey, Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who is more responsible for the Chiefs' success? This was a question asked many times about the Patriots for those two decades. Many times, coach or quarterback.
Man, still, right? Still talked about.
Still talked about.
I mean, Brady kind of, you know, with that one.
I think Brady by the end, because he won without Belichick, and Belichick did not win without him. But more responsible, we put him in alphabetical order by last name. Is it Mahomes or Reed? More responsible, Mahomes or Reed? Second poll question, should the Sixers trade Paul George for Jimmy Butler? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's also give you a chance to win a really cool prize today, because you've got a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone coming to Philadelphia in May. May 24th, Post Malone at Citizens Bank Park. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. All right, here's how you win the Post Malone tickets today. You got to give us a famous phrase. Famous phrase, and there are, you know, probably thousands of them, because, you know, back on this date, 23 years ago, was when the Axis of Evil phrase was entered into the lexicon of American society. Axis of Evil, 23 years ago. John, when you think of a famous phrase,
yeah,
like what hits you for a what's a haymaker?
A haymaker would be I Have a Dream.
Well, that is a haymaker. Maybe
that
I
is like a
haymaker. Maybe I didn't mean that much of a haymaker.
Capital H-A-Y, haymaker.
John's like, I'm taking it off the board. Big!
Probably.
All right, Devin, give me a big famous phrase or a lesser than. What do you got? Famous phrase.
Can you skip me for now? Because
what is this?
I don't know.
What is this?
I'm it's the Super Bowl.
No, we're not coming back to it. No.
What is going on, Devin?
That's horrendous. That's horrendous. Seltzer, a famous phrase.
This could apply to Devin right there. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Was it Wayne Gretzky?
Gretzky, yeah.
It's a great one. Rhea, were you thinking the same thing?
No, but I love that phrase.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I say to my son all the time, the answer is always no unless you ask.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
true.
But it's not my phrase.
That was like Seltzer's, you know, approach with women in college, you know?
Hey,
he was just begging. He was just begging. He was just begging.
Always should be.
Wait, yep. I didn't know that was a famous phrase, but that's real. Like, I say that phrase to myself every single day.
Yeah. You just, you know, always. But that's not my phrase.
Got to take a shot in life.
My phrase applies to the Eagles facing the Chiefs.
Okay.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
It's nice. A good one.
Classic.
FDR. It is a classic. Look, a lot of big answers out there. Give us a great answer for a famous phrase. Like, yeah, give me the Super Bowl or it's give me death.
That's not a phrase.
No. Give me Pat Henry. Pat Henry. Who, you got to admit, he had a lot of hammer in him. You think about it.
Did he go by
he
Pat?
He had guts.
I was going to say, this might be the first time he's ever been
guts.
Called Pat Henry.
Patrick Henry, give me liberty.
Pat Hank.
Or give me death. All right.